Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
Michael Jordan is not dead, so he's not turning over in his grave, but he's at least got to be rolling over in his bed these days, and for two reasons. One, he's on the verge of surrendering the number one position on basketball's Mount Rushmore. That's number one. Two, at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, for whom he hit the shot that put him on the map, there at UNC, it appears that athletes may have been selling shoes that bear his likeness. Now, I want to be clear, as I speak right now, it's not certain if UNC football players were selling Air Jordans. But what UNC Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham has said is that some of his football players were selling university-issued shoes. And with that, I'll add that UNC's football team does have a partnership with Jordan Brand. But whether the gear had the Jumpman logo on it or not, student athletes selling their school clothes like that is an NCAA violation. Look for punishment that could include football players missing games, and there could be fines, maybe scholarship reductions. Now, what's ironic is these shoe salesmen at UNC were found out on account of social media. Now, rewind to May 2010, which was when a guy named Marvin Austin was a UNC football player. Back when Austin pressed send on a tweet about getting his party on in Miami. It set off an investigation that caused a whole lot of drama for the UNC athletics program. And let's talk straight about something, okay? Neither of these examples, ballers popping bottles in Miami or selling shoes, neither of these examples lends any strength to the argument for paying student athletes. And I've been up close and personal during interviews with UNC football players. And they ain't starving. They've got access to plenty of food. So believe me when I tell you, they sure did not have to sell their shoes in order to get something to eat. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keep it connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.